السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. Put those fans on at the back too, they'll be feeling hot. Ulama-i-kiram, most respected brothers in Islam, and also our sisters listening in at the madrasa. You have attended many, many majlises of zikr by now. And it is time that we x-ray ourselves and see that how much of difference did these zikr majlises make to our lives. Because the whole purpose of zikrullah is that we must get istihzar of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our lives. In other words, our entire life must be such that we are conscious of the presence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our lives. Allah ta'ala is watching, Allah ta'ala is hearing, Allah ta'ala is knowing. Allah ta'ala has qudrat, power and might. He is all seeing, all hearing, omnipotent, omnipresent. Now that istihzar, if it does not come with all the zikrullah that we make, then it means that we still have got a very long way to go. Because when we get istihzar, then after that sins will automatically drop off like leaves fall off in autumn from the trees. So when this noor of iman will enter our hearts, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Fazkuruni azkurkum. You remember me, I will remember you. Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat rahmatullah alayhi said in two beautiful words the tafsir of this. He said, Fazkuruni bil ita'ati, azkurkum bil inayati. How beautifully said. That you remember me with ita'at, you obey me, and I will remember you with my inayat, my blessings, my bounties, my mercy, my kindness, my forgiveness, my namats. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala promises, He will shower all those things upon us if we do one thing, and that is His ita'at. Ita'at of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes into our lives, then inayat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will automatically flow. That is the important thing. And especially when it comes to huququl ibad, we have to be very much on guard and extremely careful. Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Sahib Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi, had given khilafat to one very good person, because the khilafat in those days was not like the distribution of jalebi outside the masjid on a big night, that any person and every person these days is a khalifa. Those days they were really drilled, and when the sheikh was satisfied that this person has got the potential and he's got khawf-e-khuda, he's got muhabbat of Allah, then he was given khilafat. So he was given khilafat after drilling, after passing the test. On one occasion he came by train to visit his Shaykh Hakim ul-Ummat rahmatullah alayh. So he came with a little child or a young boy. Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat rahmatullah alayh asked him that, who is this? He said, he's my son. So he said that, what is his age? He says, his age is 13. He says, did you pay the full ticket or did you buy half? He got kashf or whatever it was, but he asked him, he said that, did you pay the full ticket, the full fare, because he's 13, or did you buy half? You pay half the fare. He says, no, because he looks even younger than 12, therefore I paid half the fare. He got so angry. He says, what islah will you make of the ummah when you haven't made your own islah as yet? Tumhari khilafat mein wapas leta hoon. he took away his khilafat, reprimanded him, and he said, you need many, many more years for Islah. Now, outwardly, it seemed a very trivial thing. To us, that is a bonus. If our child looked 11 or 10 and we paid half, we will say it's a bonus. It's a good thing you didn't grow too tall, too soon. At least we got 50% discount because of your height. But these were the things that they used to look for, that the person's akhlaq must change, his muasharat must change, his adab must change, his etiquettes, his morals, his behavior. From within, there must be a change, because when there's a change from within, then it will be apparent on the outside. Then that person's dealings, that person's relationship with his family, with his children, with his neighbors, with everybody will be so pleasant, so good, so wonderful, that everybody will make dua that this person must live long in the world. Why? Because there's a change that has come from within. But if the change hasn't come from within, if it hasn't come inside, then outwardly there'll be zikrullah, outwardly there'll be tasbihat, there will be taleem, there will be work and activities of deen, everything taking place, which is rewarded, it is good. I always say it should increase. But that person's life will not impact on others. There will be no impact on people's lives, because that person himself is getting bought off for a few miserable coins. A few miserable coins he's saving, and he's prepared to sacrifice his iman and his deen, whereas it was not jais for that person to do that. So this is the purpose of these zikrullah majalis, that change must come inside us. But to bring that change, you have to do so many things which are outside. Then it will slowly come inside. So we do not say that you must give up that container. I always say, if you don't have that container, then where are you going to put the water into? Where are you going to put the milk into? Because if you have got a container and it has got sharab, alcohol, or it has got wine, so it is haram. But you've got a container, you've got a utensil, you've got a vessel. So what you do is wash it thoroughly, drop all that alcohol, wash it thoroughly, purify it. After you've washed it three times, fatwa-wise, it is now clean to drink water in there. That means now you can put clean water and put milk or put sharbat because you have washed it. But you had a container. Now, if you don't have a container at all, in what are you going to put the water? In what are you going to bring that ikhlas? In what are you going to bring that sincerity? So the outside or the zahir also is important, but the essential thing is the batin. The prescription for getting that nisbat with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, everybody wants to know, how can you get that nisbat? So there are many ways, but a simple prescription given by Arif Billah Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh is that do five things. One is zikrullah par mudawamat. Let there be continuity with regards to zikrullah. When you're going to keep taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala regularly, prescribed number of times, then the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will settle in the heart, and then after that, that person will also get that connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inshallah, he will start becoming conscious of Allah ta'ala's presence, and it will make him give up sins. So zikrullah par mudawamat. Ahlullah ki musahabat. Stay in the company or frequent the majlis and the gatherings or the company, or stay in the company of the ahlullah, those whom Allah ta'ala has blessed with a heart. The heart that is filled with yaqeen, with iman, with nur of taqwa. Then if you stay in that company, then it will definitely have an effect on our hearts too. So ahlullah ki musahabat. Gunaho se muhafizat. Stay away from guna altogether. From guna, stay away. Stay away from sins. If we want ta'alluq ma'allah, then we have to stay away from sins. Repeatedly we are saying that. Asbab e guna se muba'adat. Even the asbab of guna, those things that will tempt you towards sins, stay away from them. Many times I have mentioned that people who gave up their bad, evil TV habits, etc., etc., but just going through the programs of the day, just out of curiosity, and they were trapped again. Those who are working with women folk in the factories, in the industries, in the supermarkets and in the shops, or those who are teaching in the schools and in the colleges and the universities, now they are working with young women all the time, and the young women are working with the young men, and not only young, sometimes even old. But if they are not going to be on guard, if they are not going to stay away from even those areas of temptation, then there is serious danger that this person will fall into sin. If you go to a petrol station, from far it is written no smoking. The pumps that are there, from far away it's no smoking. Why? There is danger. Because there's petrol around there, and there is danger that it could catch on fire. So, asbab guna se mubaadat and sunnato par istiqamat. These things will give you what? It will give you ata'a nisbat, baqa'a nisbat, and irtiqa'a nisbat. It will give you three things. This prescription, if a person takes it seriously, it will give him three things. Ata'a nisbat, the person will get ta'alluq ma'allah in his heart. He'll get irtiqa'a nisbat. And not only that, but it will always progress, this nisbat with Allah Ta'ala. And it will also remain baqa'a nisbat. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless us all with this beautiful sifats. May Allah Ta'ala change our lives and make us His and become ours. Today we will read Apne Malik se utkar ke faryad kar. Apne Malik se utkar ke faryad kar. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noor-e-taqwa se tu shad kar. Ruh ko noor-e-taqwa se tu shad kar. Nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noor-e-taqwa se tu shad kar. Ruh ko noor-e-taqwa se tu shad kar. Nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. This nafs is our dushman. Make the dushman unhappy. Make the dushman enemy unhappy. Make your ruh, your soul, happy with noor-e-taqwa. And as I mentioned previously also, that apne dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad. Put your heart in sajda. We put our foreheads in sajda. That so many of us, we've got our foreheads in sajda, but the pride in our hearts does not go. What was the purpose of putting our head in sajda? To kill that pride. That pride is a sifat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He's the only one that deserves. He's Allahu Akbar. But the person is going in sajda, but he thinks, I'm also Akbar. So the forehead is in sajda, but humility hasn't come. Pride and arrogance hasn't gone. And what is pride? What is pride? Just wearing good clothes, good shoes, driving a good car is not pride. But when the person rejects haq and he considers himself superior to others, then that is pride. So dil ko sajde mein ro ro kya. Put your heart in sajda. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar. دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر۔ دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر۔ نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر، روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر۔ نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر، دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر، اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر۔ دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر، اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر۔ اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔ اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔ حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر، حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر۔ سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر، حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر۔ سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر۔ دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر۔ دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر، قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر۔ اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر۔ دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر۔ دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر۔ روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر۔ اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر، اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر۔ اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر، اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر، اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر۔ اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔ اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر۔ مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے، مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے۔ تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب، یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے۔ بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما، بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے۔ بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں. رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ. تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا. تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا. گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا. گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا. یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا. یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں، اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں، اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا، یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں، اسی میں ہو یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے مآل میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں، اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ، جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ، کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو، کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو، تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش، تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو، بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو، رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ، جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu
koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu wo ho jaye mera main ho jaun uska yahi raat din main dua mangta hu wo ho jaye mera main ho jaun uska yahi raat din main dua mangta hu دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے میرے پیارے اللہ اے میرے رحیم اللہ اے میرے کریم اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او مائی کمپیشنٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ جنرس اللہ فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس یا اللہ یو آر رحیم یو آر کریم وی ایکنالج دیٹ وی آر سنفل سرونٹس آف یورز او مائی بلوڈ اللہ وی آر ناٹ justifying any of our sins. We know that we are extremely weak in our actions and deeds. Oh my beloved Allah, from the time that we get up to the time that we go to sleep, we don't know how many thousands of sins we commit. Oh my beloved Allah, if there had been another Allah, He would have destroyed us by now. He would have seized us by now. He would have made us blind, deaf and dumb and paralyzed us by now. Oh Allah, we use all your ni'mats for your disobedience. We use all your bounties for your disobedience. Yet you are so tolerant, oh my Allah. Hey Allah, you still give us so much to eat, so much to drink, clothes to wear, shelter, transport. Hey mere Allah, tujh jaisa pyara khuda koi nahi. Hey Allah, tere siwa koi nahi. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Oh Allah, whatever we may be, oh my beloved Allah, whatever we may be, but oh Allah, who are we going to turn towards besides you? Ay mere pyare khuda, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum gunegar hai. Ay Allah, hum sab kuch hai bande magar tere hai.
اے میرے پیارے خدا اگر تو نے معاف نہیں کیا تو تو بتا کہ پھر ہم گندوں کو کون قبول کرے گا. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, اف یو آر گوئنگ ٹو ٹرن اوے یور گلانس آف رحمت فرام اس, اف یو آر ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو فرگیو اس, دین یو ٹیل اس وچ ادر ڈور از دیر دیٹ وی کین ٹیپ, وچ ادر ہوم از دیر فار اس دیٹ وی کین گو ان دیر اینڈ بیگ. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, you tell us who is there before whom we can extend this begging bowls of ours. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. If a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can still go to another. But oh my Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat from us, then it will be total destruction for us. Ay mere Allah, we have heard from your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have heard the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam that you are most forgiving and you dearly love forgiveness. Forgiveness is beloved to you, O my Allah. Therefore we are asking you to do that which is beloved to you. O Allah, we sinful ones are turning towards you. We are extending these dirty, filthy hands of ours towards you. O my Allah, our hearts are filled with all kinds of dirt. O my Allah, our hearts are filled with malice, with pride, with greed, with anger, with envy and with jealousy, with evil passions and desires. Oh Allah, we have made dirt bins of our hearts. These hearts which were supposed to be for your tajalli. Oh my beloved Allah, we have put all the filth of the world into our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, but we are seeking from you forgiveness. Ya Allah, purify and clean our hearts of all the filth. Ya Allah, we are presenting before you our dirty hearts. We are presenting before you our dirty hands. We are presenting before you our dirty hearts and minds, our hands and feet, all our actions and deeds. But oh Allah, the waters of the ocean, the filth of the city flows into the waters of the ocean. But just one wave makes it park. Ey mere pyare khuda, wuzu from the waters of the ocean would still be permissible and ghusl would be permissible. Ey mere pyare khuda, when the waters of the ocean, when the waves of the ocean can make so much of impurity, with so much of impurity in there, it can still become park. Ey Allah, this tawbah that we are making before you, Ya Allah, just one wave of your rahmat and it will wash away all our sins. Ey Allah, no matter how much of sins we may have committed, if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if it's more than the grains of sand on earth, if it's more than the leaves of the trees of the world, if it is more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, oh my Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Oh my Allah, we are ashamed of all the sins that we have committed in our past lives. We are making a pledge and an intention not to return to them again. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and the courage to stay away from those sins in our future lives. Our lives are melting away like a block of ice on a sunny day. Oh Allah, daily janazas are leaving from different areas. Oh Allah, daily janazas are leaving all over the world from different places. Sometimes it is single person that has passed away. Sometimes it is dozens of people who have passed away. And sometimes it is thousands of people who have been taken away by an earthquake. Oh my beloved Allah, we do not know when this life of ours will expire. Ya Allah, therefore we are seeking forgiveness. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, if you are not going to forgive us, who is going to forgive us? We are tapping at your door, oh my beloved Allah. If you have to forgive the entire universe, oh Allah, and all the people that live in it, there is nobody that is going to question you. Ya Allah, when you can give the kuffar and the mushrikeen hidayat, when you can give the munafiqeen hidayat, when you can give the nasara and the yahood hidayat, and when they get the companionship of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they become radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Ey mere Allah, then what is it difficult for you to give us hidayat? Ya Allah, if you are going to forgive the sinful ones who are extending the hands before you in this Masjid Noor tonight, there is nobody that is going to question you, and there will be no decrease in your treasures, oh my Allah. Your treasures are unlimited. Ya Allah, if man can make a dynamite stick which can blow up huge mountains, Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow up our sins? And we know that the day we get forgiveness of our sins, then the rains of rahmat will pour upon us. Then the rains of inayat and ni'mats will pour upon us. Oh my Allah, bless us with your forgiveness. Bless our parents with your forgiveness. Bless our wives and children with your forgiveness. Bless the entire ummah with forgiveness. Ya Allah, we have become like fox. Oh my Allah, give us the strength of lions against nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan have chained us and they are dragging us in the filthy gutters of sin, oh my beloved Allah. Nafs and shaitan have chained us and dragging us to the cinemas and theaters. Dragging us, oh my beloved Allah, to the casinos. Dragging us to adultery and fornication. Dragging us to all the filthy and haram places. Oh my beloved Allah, release us from the chains of nafs and shaitan. Oh Allah, tie us with the chains of your muhabbat, oh my Allah. Ay mere pyare Allah, tie us with the chains of your muhabbat and with the chains of the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, let us break every other chain. Oh Allah, let us be tied firmly and strongly with the chains of your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey mere Allah, agar tu ne aaj raat hamare liye faisla nahi kiya, to mere khuda tu bata ki hum kahan jaye, kidhar jaye. Fitno ka zamana hai. Allah, fitnas are lashing at us from all sides. Fitnas from in front of us. Fitnas from behind us. Fitnas, oh Allah, from our right and our left. Fitnas pouring from the television, from the satellites above. Oh Allah, fitnas in Makkah Mukarrama. Fitnas in Madina Tayyiba. Allah, fitnas in Masjid Aqsa. Allah, fitnas everywhere in the world. Allah, hum kidhar jaye. Ey Allah, tu hi hamari hifazat farma. Oh Allah, protect us from all kinds of sins. Protect us from adultery. Protect us from fornication. Protect us from greed. Protect us from malice and jealousy. Protect us from pride. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to make our salat 5 times a day. And for the men folk with jamaat, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's anger knew no bounds when he used to see fit and healthy people not making namaz with jamaat when there was no reason for them to stay away. Ay Allah, do not make us the recipients of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's anger and wrath. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of making namaz 5 times a day. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of giving zakat. Tawfiq of fasting in Ramadan, undertaking hajj if farz. Ay Allah, to amale khair ki tawfiq ata farma. Tamam shurur aur fitan se hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect us from the jadu of those who do jadu. Protect us, oh my beloved Allah, from the mischief and the shararat of the jinnat. Ay Allah, seher se hifazat farma. Ay Allah, jinnat ki shararaton se hifazat farma. Ay Allah, hasad karne walo ke hasad se hifazat farma. Oh Allah, protect us from the jealousy of those who show envy and jealousy. Ay Allah, hasidin ke hasad se hifazat farma. Fitin ke fitnon se hifazat farma. Mufsidin ke fasad se hifazat farma. Ay Allah, zameen ki aafaton se hifazat farma. Oh Allah, protect us from all the corruption and mischief in this world. Ya Allah, protect us from disasters on this earth. Protect us from disasters of different kinds that are lashing every way. Ya Allah, hawa ki aafaton se hifazat farma. Aag ki aafaton se hifazat farma. Allah, hamari iman ki hifazat farma. Oh Allah, it has become difficult even to protect our iman. Ya Allah, people are selling their iman for a few miserable coins, unconcerned that death is going to come one day. Oh my beloved Allah, protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our lives, protect our wives and children, protect our parents, protect our homes, protect our businesses. Protect, oh my beloved Allah, this country of ours from fitna and fasad and mischief. Allah, change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity. It is not difficult for you, oh my beloved Allah. Change the hearts of the people and change the conditions of this country. And change the conditions of the countries throughout the world. Ay Allah, gunaho ki aur maasiyaton ki charo taraf se daawat di ja rahi hai. Ay Allah, we are being invited to the evil places from all sides, oh my Allah. The media, the newspapers, the television, the magazines, everything is inviting us towards sins. Ay mere Allah, tu hamari hifazat farma. Ay Allah, noor-e taqwa ata farma. Noor-e taqwa ata farma. Bless us with your marifat, oh my Allah. Bless us with your yaqeen. Bless us with your yaqeen. Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ameen. Give us such a bond with you, O my Allah. Give us such a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. O Allah, one day we also have to die. Hey, mere Allah, ek din maut aani hai. These tongues of ours will be silenced forever. These hands of ours will move no more. Our feet will walk no more. Our eyes, which used to enjoy watching haram, will see no more. Allah, when we will see the angels of death, it will be too late for tawbah. Allah, before we see the angels of death, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Before the garment of kafan is put over our bodies, give us the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Before the water of ghusl is given to our mayyat bodies, O Allah, give us the ghusl of tawbah, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, jo intiqal kar gaye unki puri maghfirat farma. Our brothers, sisters, parents, wives, children, whosoever may have passed away in the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Give them the best of abode in paradise. Forgive all their sins, O my beloved Allah. Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Ey Allah, Yahudi zalim, mere pyare khuda, ab to unke haath ko rok le zulm se. Ey Allah, unke fasad se tu bacha le. Ey Allah, tu Masjid Aqsa ko azadi naseeb farma. Palestine ke musalmanon ko azadi naseeb farma. Ey Allah, unki nusrat aur madad farma. Ey Allah, Bosnia, Chechnya, Kashmir, tamam jahan ke andar musalman jahan kahin pareshan hai, unki madad farma. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. We are sick, O my beloved Allah. Give us cure from all our ailments. We know that sometimes sicknesses can be a test, but O Allah, we are extremely weak. Do not test us. Allah, change this condition of sickness to that of good health. Allah, those who are suffering financial difficulties and problems, get them out of those problems with halal risk and sustenance. Allah, those who are suffering other kinds of problems in their lives, those who are suffering depression, those who are suffering poverty, those who are suffering other kinds of calamities and worries, Allah, remove all their difficulties and problems. Bless each and everyone with long life, with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction, and with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Give us barakat in our homes, in our businesses, in our lives. Ey mere pyare khuda, Rasool Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire life he made duas for the ummah. How much of his blood has been shed for this ummah? How much of his tears have been shed for this ummah? Ey Allah, in his time the kuffar and the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara used to trouble him. Ey Allah, aaj hum musalman hokar mere pyare nabi ko sata rahe hain. Ey Allah, how much of trouble we are causing him. How much of pain and grief when he is informed of the condition of his ummah. Ey Allah, hame sachi toba ki taufeeq ata farma. Ey Allah, qabar ke azab se hifazat farma. Akhirat ke azab se hifazat farma. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the duas of goodness that he made for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect us, protect our parents, our wives and children, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey mere Allah, jab hamari maut ka waqt aaye to hamara khatima madina tayyiba ke andar ho. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے روزے اقدس پر فرمانا اے اللہ بد الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ و لبس. Ey Allah, let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. But oh Allah, if our death is not muqaddar in Madina Tayyiba, wherever it may be, at the time of our death, show us some tajalli of yours. Ey Allah, teri koi aisi tajalli dikla de that our soul comes dancing towards you. Ey mere Allah, you will be pleased at that time with us, and we be pleased with you. Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death find us in a cinema or theater. Don't let the angel of death find us glued to some filthy television program. Don't let the angel of death find us with some filthy novel or magazine in our hands. O Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication or popping drugs into our mouths. We do not know when death will come and where it will come. O Allah, wherever death comes, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. With Iman, O my beloved Allah, with Kalima La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah on our lips. accept our du'as with the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Brothers and sisters, just wait for one little announcement. Inshallah, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wills, then the Monday Majlis and the Thursday Majlis will be somewhere in New York, if Allah Ta'ala wills. Over a year now, they have made more than a dozen calls inviting me to America for lecture programs. But to me, America doesn't really mean anything. Some people think that going to America is something great. The buildings there are made with the same sand and cement and bricks, and it is nothing different from here. My only intention is to accepting their invitation is that they seem to be a real talab in their hearts, and they've been going on and on. So although I was hesitating because of the very long journeys, I request you to make a lot of dua. There's a lot of programs. I don't know what they've arranged. For 1 week, inshallah, I will be away. So there'll be no program on Monday, nothing on Thursday. Inshallah, the next majlis will be on the Tuesday or Wednesday. We'll make the announcement after our return on Monday, inshallah. Make a lot of dua for my health. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must accept it and light up the hearts. I'm receiving so many letters, emails, faxes from people in America who are picking it up on the internet and getting tapes. And most of them are saying that how fortunate are those people who are in Durban. We wish we could have been there. Although I don't consider myself worthy of that. But consider this to be a good fortune of yours, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving you the tawfiq to be in an environment of this nature where the hearts begin to feel the change, or where it begins to make an impact on our hearts and we make sincere tawbah from sin. So make a lot of dua that Allah Ta'ala make the trip successful. Ameen. And Ameen. Use me for the service Ameen. Of His deen until Ameen. The last breath of my life. Ameen. But with good health and with ikhlas. So inshallah, the next majlis will be the Tuesday or Wednesday after the return. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.